This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I really do on a regular basis. I just thank you for being part of the conversation, being here with us. You know, it's always the stories that you guys send me. You know, I got all these college campus crazy stories. We used to do these on a regular basis. But they're getting there again. And worse. Right? And I don't think we should ever stop doing them. I think you guys that your kids are going to college, you should be doing this on your own. You don't need me doing this for you. You don't want me doing this for you, really. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this group, this mess, this whatever, because that's what it is. It's a mess. So if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch Live, Listen Live, take the poll, but you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I don't know how to, you know, if you head up to Amazon, there's two ways to do this. You can head up to Amazon and get the book. And when you see it up there, it allows you, I guess, you know, I'm not the guy that helps up to Amazon all the time, but I guess what it allows you to do is you can poke through the book, right? A couple pages here, a couple pages there, which is a good thing. And once you do that, you can decide whether you want to buy it or not. But I'm telling you, this book will help you fight the loons on the left. Right? It's going to help you fight the loons on the left because it's going to give you the information that you need to fight them. And really, we start on the college campuses. That's why I said to you, we call it college campus crazies for a reason. When you get over there, you're going to start seeing. Well, you look at campusreform.org. You'll start seeing some of the stuff I'm talking about. You're going to sit there and go, I don't believe that teachers are letting them get away with this. I don't believe they're actually doing this. Let's just, you know, you start with an easy one. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this. I'll try. The Cabot Phillips, he actually works for Campus Reform. And over the years, he goes out on college campuses. They talk about what's going on in the world. They talk about what's going on in politics. And I told you, my irritant with these guys all the time is that these young people won't say they don't know. They're not up on it. They're not informed. They'd rather not answer. They don't do that. Instead, they feel like they're well informed, that they have a right to speak to it, speak about it. And they don't. Matter of fact, you look smarter. There's nothing dumb in saying, gee, I don't know. I'm not keeping up on that. And hopefully, there's no swear words. Let's see if I can get this one to work. Wouldn't that be, like, super? But this comes to us from Campus Reform. Like I said, you head up there, they got all kinds of great stuff. And that's always exciting. Can we get that?
Trump's role in ending the Korean conflict, and if they think he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. Let's see what they have to say. Or some of Trump's supporters have said that President Obama won the Nobel Prize in 2009, and they think President Trump has done more, and so he deserves the award for the global peace that's been brought about as a result of the seeming end of the conflict. Do you think there's any validity to that claim?
No. No. That's all I got to say about that.
Do you think he deserves the
award? Because I don't know anything else. This is the best I can... No, they giggle, shrug their shoulders, and say, no, where's the intelligent conversation after? Why?
Award.
Hell no, that's a joke. Okay. What has he done for peace?
Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
What's he done for peace? I don't have a clue.
No. No. I feel like he just thinks that he deserves many awards, and that's just stupid.
I think that's crap.
I don't really think so.
I don't know. It's just too good of a prize for him to have credit for.
But Obama did nothing. Right? You don't hear any comments about that. See, they've been so ingrained in these colleges. They've been so brainwashed that they can't even give you a reason why they believe what they believe. He's going to ask them in a second. But they haven't got it. They don't know. What have you done for peace? A lot more. He did a lot more for peace in the first 90 days in his office than Obama did in 8 years. And yet he got the Nobel Peace Prize before he even went in there.
Do you feel like President Obama deserved the award when he got it in 2009?
Yes.
And what did he do to deserve it?
Was it for his education, on education, or was it for the Obamacare?
Do you think President Obama deserved it?
I think so. He did some good. He really did a lot of good work. Like, it gets undermined and stuff. But
Peace Prize, moron. Peace Prize, moron. Peace Prize.
What kind of diplomatic stuff comes to mind when you think of him winning the award?
Well, there's much to talk about. Give me some examples, Bob. Nothing pops up in my head right now.
Obama. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure what he did to get the award. Okay. Like, to be honest.
I think the smartest guy in the group just showed up. Don't you?
Do you think President Obama deserved the award when he won?
Yeah, he does. I feel like he actually wanted to make change. And
Oh, who knew? If I knew that all you had to do was want to do something, then that made it okay. And you deserve the prize for just simply wanting it. This is that group that got the prize for showing up. Remember that? Participation trophies? You're in so much trouble. We'll be back with more of this after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean that. I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, paying attention, listening, being part of. Because I need, you know, we need your help. We all do. We all need each other's help. So again, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, whether you're listening over terrestrial radio on the apps. We have several apps that you can use to listen to the show. And I very much appreciate the time, again, that you spend with us. You can also find us up on Facebook, maybe. You find we have a regular feed. We can all get involved in the conversation up on the website, therealside.com. You know, the more I think about some of the stuff that's going on, you guys go visit a site called LifeSiteNews.com. LifeSiteNews.com. Now, it's a pro-life site, so if you can't handle pro-life, I don't know what you do to listen to this show, but at least it's a place you can go. And what I really find interesting is, you know, we've talked about this before, and we talked about it in the first hour about, you know, male, female, the transgender stuff, all of that. You can be whatever you want to be. I don't care. I really don't care. I mean, between you and your God or non-God or whatever. But what does bother me is you come after the Christians on a regular basis, and you say we're problematic because we don't believe in science, we believe in God, which is not true. It's true that we believe in God, but it's not true that we don't believe in science. But then when we throw science in your face, you can't stand it. We're not supposed to do that, I guess. It makes you uncomfortable that we actually have a clue. But if the science doesn't fit your narrative, apparently it's okay to throw it out. Now, Israel's reported that scientists have measured or uncovered over 1,500 genetic differences between males and females. Okay? And it's not just the sexual organs. Now, I've been saying this to you for a long time. Whether it's chemicals or bone makeup, bone density, muscle density, the way they operate, the way that we work in our minds are different. And there's a reason for it. But the brain, the skin, the heart, they all act differently in male and female. Sex-specific genes are mainly expressed in the reproductive system, emphasizing the notable physiological differences, distinctions between the two. However, scores of genes that are not known to directly associate with the reproductive system were also found to have sex-specific expression. Right? The findings suggest to the casual reader that there's much more involved in the notion of changing one's gender to opposite sex than simple surgery and a little hormone treatment. That's not going to do it. Our results can facilitate the understanding, they say, of diverse biological characteristics, meaning male or female. Now, the study was titled, The Landscape of Sex Differential... Yeah, whatever. And its Selection in Human Adults. Right? The studies found that in samples from 53 different tissues, you could tell what was male or female. That doesn't change by having a sex change operation. That doesn't change, right, by changing your hairstyle, by saying you're something. That just doesn't change that easy. Now, the study started not to disprove all of this, but it was studied to examine the extent to which genes determine how certain diseases target males and females differently. And that's true. So if there is no difference, if there is no male or female, if there is no difference between the two genders, then, boy, the diseases must be really confused. Now, men and women differ in obvious and less obvious ways. For example, these diseases are reactions to drugs. Drugs work differently in male and females. What is that if there's no difference? Come on, think about this. The reason I get irritated with this, and some of the people get really mad at me for harping on this, staying with this or whatever. I get so mad that they come at it from a religious/, non-science attitude, and that's not it for us at all, not even close. fronts is the fact that we can point to science and you don't want to see it. You're not interested. You don't want to talk about it. Another one of the latest crazies is this whole people who have turned away from same-sex attraction. And there's a hate fest on them by those that are still in the LGBTQ community. Why do you care? I'm just curious. If they've decided they don't want to date men anymore, if a man doesn't want to date a man or be with a man, or a woman doesn't want to be with a woman anymore, they'd rather be with the other. Why does that make you so upset? I don't understand. You hate God, you hate tradition. Traditional families you find appalling. We just did a story earlier where you were appalled at straight black men. I mean, I don't get it. Now, one of the most marginalized and censored groups today are what they, let me see what they refer to them as. I don't know. Ex-gay? Yeah, it's kind of stupid. You come up with a better name than that. Now, there were about 80 former homosexual and transsexual millennials who had come to the nation's capital last weekend for the first annual Freedom March. Now, this was a brainchild of Jeffrey McCall, a young man who had once lived as a woman. And again, we've had Walt Heyer on the show a half a dozen times. He went from male to female, back to male again. Right? Now, Jeffrey McCall says, I'm a pro-choice. I'm pro-choice. Co-opting one of the sacred mantras of sexual revolution and turning it on its head. He said, I believe people who choose to engage in homosexual activities also have the right to choose not to engage in homosexuality. Well, I think that's right. Right? Don't you have a choice to do or not to do things? And he said, went on to say, they should have the ability, if they want, to seek therapy for those. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll deal with this more on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Go to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. God, Mr. Tongue and Lip won't work tonight together. I do appreciate it. You head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, read the book. There's so much you can do up there. Buy the book. I'm sorry, not read the book. Well, you buy it and then you read it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. If you head up to the website, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been labeled with. You know, the side that doesn't like the label, they don't like the place label. You heard that earlier tonight. That they don't like the labels, yet they're the ones that gave us the labels. Right? They're the ones that call us these names. So again, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much going on up there, and I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, so all the crazy, there's a whole bunch of stories I want to get to that I'm not going to be able to. I just know it. But sometimes I like to finish up with some of these crazy stories. Like, we talked earlier tonight about how the Disney World canceled popular Christian concerts. Not one, but many. This whole project that they used to do around Christian and gospel music. Well, now apparently that's not good anymore. You know, and now we're looking at the Boy Scouts. So the Boy Scouts are now the Scouts. Right? And because boys and girls don't have any differences, everybody's welcome in. But boys and girls do have differences. They do face challenges differently. I did that story already. You don't believe it? There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories on the difference of male and female, boy and girl, the things that they need when they're younger, what they need to really, just for their bodies to grow properly. They are different in the different genders. The Mormons have recently decided to sever ties with the Boy Scouts, ending a relationship that goes back to nearly 100 years. That's right, the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints has long been the biggest sponsor of Boy Scout troops. It represents over 400,000 boys. Now, the Mormons said in a statement that they plan to launch an international youth program focused on the gospel. But the church has been deeply troubled by policy changes in recent years. Right? Now, many Catholic and Protestant churches have already fled the once-storied program, leading to a drop of more than 10% since 2013. In the aftermath, Trail Life USA was birthed, a faith-based scouting organization that has a membership of more than 26,000 troops in 48 states. Now, the Boy Scouts didn't have to capitulate to the social justice warriors. They had the Supreme Court on their side. They had the American people on their side. But instead of standing strong, isn't that what we're supposed to teach these people? Isn't that what we always said we want to teach? That was what Boy Scouts was about. How to stand your ground. Not too long after they changed their policies on sexual orientation, the Boy Scouts opened their ranks to gay leaders and then transgender scouts. And then they decided little girls could be Boy Scouts. And that wasn't inclusive enough. For the sake of inclusion, then they dropped the boy. Right now it's watered down. Getting worse. Culturally, they've compromised versions of scouts. They'll come full service. They'll lift bans on atheists, yeah. They'll even eliminate the name of God from their one sacred oath. They've done it. Look at the YMCA. Why the YMCA was started. Go look into its history. Why do we drop that? Young Men Christian Association. Why do we have to take out Christian? Whether you like it or not. So what do you do? If you go to a Christian missionary to eat, do you ask them not to say anything about God? That you're just there for the food? Well, the reason they're giving you that food, the reason they're donating their time, the reason they're even involved in this is because of their belief in God. So yeah, God will go away in this eventually. And once we start, you know, people, once we start turning our back on values, once we start turning our back on God, for those of us who do believe in God, I know not everybody listening to the show believes in God, but if God is it for you, if He is your Father, if He is the one that has given you your sufficiency to this point, then how do you deal with that? How do you deal with turning your back on Him? You know, I've actually heard squishy Christians tell me, Joe, it doesn't matter whether you can say Merry Christmas or not. It's still Christmas. Well, what are you hiding for? That's my answer. Why? Then if it doesn't matter, then say it. If you offend somebody, so be it. It's Christmas. If you use a scripture reference on something and somebody says what it is, and where did you get that? You're afraid of offending them. Then where was God in your life? You know, my joke that I've actually stole from other people is when it comes to Christmas and people are offended by Christmas, and when it comes to Jesus and they're offended at Christmas, I always say the same thing. Which part of the Jesus message offends them? Goodwill on earth or peace to men? I'm sorry, peace on earth or goodwill toward men? What part of that offends you? Because if any part of that offends you, you really need some serious psychiatric treatment. And then we talk about freedom of religion, right? People that are supposed to be on our side. Mitt Romney, off the rails again. Right? He blew his first shot at president. I think mostly because he wouldn't get tough with President Obama, and I still don't know why. He issued a vicious statement condemning Robert Jeffers, one of the nation's most prominent evangelical ministers and spiritual advisor to President Trump. Jeffers, he's in Israel where he's scheduled to deliver the prayer that opens the new United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Now, Robert Jeffers says you can't be saved by being a Jew, and Mormonism is a heresy from the pit of hell. Romney wrote on Twitter that he said that the same about Islam, such a religious bigot should not be given prayer that opens in the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. But see, Romney, again, is whacked. His religion has certain beliefs that they're not willing to change, that they're not willing to deviate from. They believe certain things that other Christian organizations, I mean big things, that other Christian organizations don't believe in. Just because somebody doesn't say something doesn't mean they don't believe it. So apparently it's okay as long as you don't say it out loud. That's the problem people have with me. Locally, in the political arena, because I'll say it because I believe it. Here's the other thing I find amazing. Romney knows better. Islam has one way. There's only one person. There's only one true prophet. That's not bigotry. No, really, that's not bigotry either. What's he afraid of? Now, Jeffress is a regular guest on several shows on Fox. Went on to say, historical Christianity is taught for 2,000 years that salvation is through faith alone in Jesus Christ, said Jeffress. The fact that I, along with millions of evangelical Christians around the world, espouse that belief is neither bigoted or newsworthy, which is a true statement. Why is it that Romney wants to insult Christians, not Islam, not Muslims, not Obama at the time? Why? I'm sure it's an honest question. It is true that the Christian Bible teaches there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ, period. There's no gray area. There's no maybe sort of mita, depending on how much money you give. Right? Depending on how many prayers you say, which way you were facing when you were praying. Amazing how he's willing to attack Jeffers, but he was never willing to attack Obama. And how many of his principles, if you would, right, if they're true, I mean, people live their faith the way they live their faith, I don't know. But he's got a lot of, the Mormon church, as it's commonly referred to, has a lot of the same basic principles as the Christian church. As the Jews have, and others. Jeffers is simply standing for Orthodox Christian faith. And whether a Christian friend, you know, I find this amazing. I have a friend, or I had a friend, he's not a friend anymore, who was surprised to find out that as a Christian, I had a problem with gay marriage. Now, any Christian that tells you, well, we'll deal with this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Sing it together. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with me. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for being part of the process. I appreciate it a lot more than you know. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. And I do appreciate the time, that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the process. There's so much going on in the news. There's so much going on all over the place. But, you know, I should do these stories more. And I don't. So I'm sorry. But we were talking about how people are uncomfortable. They know what you believe, but it never seems to bother them until you actually say it. And we're talking about Mitt Romney actually calling Pastor Robert Jeffers a religious bigot, which makes absolutely no sense. And it's over one comment that he makes, which is through faith alone in Jesus Christ that one makes it to heaven.
Now, from a biblical standpoint, it's what it says. If you don't believe that as a Christian, how do you believe what Christ has to say? How do you as a Jew believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah? Because my understanding is the Jews are still waiting for the Messiah. They had a whole different viewpoint of what the Messiah was and what he was going to do. If you're a Muslim, Jesus is just a nice guy. Because there's only one true prophet, and that's Muhammad. Why is that not bigotry? That's it. If you don't believe in Muhammad, you can't get to God. Right? I'm asking because I'm saying to you, there's all these beliefs out there, and why doesn't he call those as well? Have a problem with them. His church has a different belief system, too, as to what heaven is and what's it about. So you can go, we can do this all day long. Jehovah's Witnesses, I mean, different religious beliefs. And they all believe they have the right way. Some believe that they have the right of many ways. Others believe that there's all kinds of ways to heaven. But if that's true, then why does religion even matter? If it really doesn't matter what you do or how you do or when you do or whatever, you really still all go to heaven and, you know, hell's just a made-up place. Why bother? I should start picking your pocket and robbing banks. I mean, it doesn't make a difference, right? Now, it's really funny, again, Jeffers, his teachings are right in line with the Southern Baptist Convention. They're trying to pull this up, but the reality is, It's mainstream Christianity. So any Christian who says to you, if you're an atheist, and you ask, I don't know, but maybe not an atheist, maybe a Buddhist. I'm nothing against Buddhists. I'm just because you have to have some kind of belief for this to make any sense. And you ask a Christian, are you going to heaven? His response to you saying, look, who have you accepted as your Lord and Savior? Because my book says this is the only way to heaven. Now, a lot of times when a Christian says, some Christians will say they're not being judgmental or they don't want to do this. I don't know. I've had people say to me, you think so-and-so's in heaven? I go, no. I don't know where he was with Christ. Do you? But that's my belief system. I believe that to be the true one. I believe that to be the right one. What do you believe? Are you willing to stand behind it? Are you willing to open your mouth with it? Right? I mean, just put it out there the way it is. So it's just, and it doesn't take much to change things. Right? It doesn't take much to even interdenominational in the Christian church. There's many, many different minor changes, minor beliefs that change in the church. But they're all built on the same foundation. Christ crucified, rose again, that's why your sins are forgiven, that's how you make it to heaven. Really that simple. It's not about good or bad. Because who decides what's good or bad? Look what we're having today. Look at the arguments we're having today over what's right and wrong. What's good? What's bad? How should we... Borders, no borders. English, no English. Who's going to make that decision? You really want people like us deciding who gets in and who doesn't when we can't even agree here on earth who gets fed and who doesn't? Just asking. Not the end of the world for me, anyway. But I think it's just as bad for Mitt Romney to be calling out Robert Jeffers is being a bigot when he has his own belief systems that could be called into question by anybody. And that's not picking on the Mormons. You could do that with any religion. So I'm just saying, it's just amazing to me. Again, this is exactly what we talk about on a regular basis. Why is it we constantly have to beat on each other? Why do we have to constantly put each other down? Does that make any sense? Anyway, I don't even, sometimes I read this stuff and I go, there's nowhere to go with this. Right? There's nothing there. There's really nowhere to go with this. And even earlier when I was talking about the campus reform issue, where many at UC Santa Cruz figures it was California, right? They said the Nobel Peace Prize was too good for Trump. But that Barack Obama deserved the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, but they couldn't tell you why. Couldn't tell you what he did. One guy was sure that he won. You ready for this one? He won the Nobel Peace Prize for his view on education. Another brain surgery. That's the guy you want operating on you eventually, right? It's constantly amazing to me. Constantly. Here's another one that has always been a puzzlement. Why is it that when churches especially, right, Catholic universities, Christian universities, that will pull down a, take down a cross because they don't want to offend anybody. I don't want any part of them. I don't want to be in their group. Right? You know when you go into a Catholic or a Christian church, there may be a cross on the wall. How does that offend you or surprise you? Is it because maybe you can't understand how anybody really believes what they believe? I'm just asking. Because to me, I want people, whether you're a Christian, a Jew, or whatever, I want you to believe what it is you say you believe. I want to be sure that you're willing to stand for what you believe. Right? Yes, yeah, somebody in the chat room said that the Nobel Peace Prize has been severely devalued because of Obama. It has. He wasn't even in office. How did he get the Peace Prize before he was even in office? I'm still trying to figure this one out. But again, it's just, you talk about these Catholic universities, for instance. So DePaul University, LGBTQA Resource Center, they held a dialogue on open relationships and polyamory. Right? So the flyer for the Polyamory Pause event described the event as the dialogue on open relationships. Let's see, this is why I keep saying. And you know what they liken it to? How you go into a restaurant and you never pick the same thing twice. How am I supposed to commit to one person when I can't decide what to eat the same time at the same restaurant? Because it's not the same. This is what I say to you. It's a total assault on normality. It's a total assault on everything we believe. And they don't come to it saying, well, look, I believe I should have multiple partners. You do what you want. Because that's what we would say. I believe that marriage is between a man, a woman, and for a lifetime. All right? Well, I'm weird. That's not normal. What normal is having as many partners as you can have. Because, you know, like you like different foods, you might like different partners, you might like different... Well, why is mine bad and yours isn't? I have more of a chance of getting, you know, diseases from sleeping around. I have more of a chance of having emotional issues from sleeping around. Do the research and figure it out. Multiple relationships do not make you happier. Multiple relationships don't make you feel more secure. And the problem is because they keep picking the wrong person and they keep ending up in bad relationships, all of a sudden, because of their experience, there is no good relationship. They are wrong. Stop picking the wrong person. Stop settling. Stop thinking you can change somebody. This one I could do for an hour, but I can't because I'm out of time. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Pick up these stories. Figure out what's going on in your life. And be safe.